Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori, who the Church holds as the greatest of the moral theologians. And as Jesus says, whoever teaches these commandments will be called the greatest in the kingdom. He's an incredible saint, incredibly bright young man who was a lawyer as a high schooler, has a doctorate in canon law before he's even 20. He went on, then decided to become a priest, and he wrote 9 volumes on moral theology. One would think that his studies, his brilliance, his so much writing, he would be very staunch. And this is exactly the opposite of who he was. He was a man. Every homily he preached, he made sure that the person with the least education was able to understand everything that was said. He was a man who served the poor relentlessly, who evangelized and basically started Christ Renews in faith groups, but in a different way in his hometown. He was a holy, holy man, and he taught others to live the commandments. That instead of a loose, do whatever you want, Jesus loves you, or a tight, rigid, we have to follow every single thing or else there's no mercy. He lived the gospel, that God has loved us, and he has taught us how to love him back by following the commandments, and here's what they are. He lived the moderate virtuous life and taught others how to do that, showing them the freedom that comes from living the gospel and the freedom that comes from living a virtuous life by loving God in return, by living the commandments. And when we do this, it's not simply for our own conscience to feel good about our lives. It's not simply to follow the law exactly right. But when we receive God's love and respond by living the commandments, we become the salt of the earth, become a light on a hill. When we live the gospel that radically, to love God back by following his will, our lives are set on fire, and we become a light to the nations. When we choose to love God that much, to love him in return, it's not simply for ourselves, but without fail, our lives will radiate the light and the joy of the gospel. Let us ask St. Alphonsus to live that joy, to live the light of the gospel. When we receive and respond with the love of God, we will not be able to help ourselves, but to radiate the light of Christ.